From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. The 100th anniversary of USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum this past month put farm trade at the top of mind, and agricultural exports have expanded a lot in that time.
What we have really seen over the past 100 years is rapid and really expansive agricultural export growth. We've seen this because we've seen productivity gains in the United States, technological advancement, and market liberalization.
USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Development, Alexis Taylor, says while there has been a downturn in U.S. ag exports over the past couple of years, they're still very strong, even if they're not projected to be higher this year.
Part of that is we are seeing some strong trade headwinds. The strong U.S. dollar, for instance, makes the United States a very attractive market, but also makes it harder for us to compete in markets around the world. We're also seeing increased competition come online, particularly from South America.
Taylor says this is why the USDA created the Regional Ag Promotion Program that will invest $1.2 billion over the next 5 years to develop new markets in Southeast Asia, Latin America, and Africa.
Where we see over the next 25 plus years some really great economic opportunities. By 2050, one in four people on the planet will live on the African continent. And so an opportunity to invest in some of these new, less traditional markets.
Tune in tomorrow for more on improving our export markets.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.